are moderate Muslims, sir, who live in this country, who love America probably every bit as much as you say you do. Some of them died on September 11th.
That is exactly right. There is moderate. There is moderate Muslims.
Why are you insulting them?
A church in Florida with signs in front of it that say Islam is of the devil is planning a burn the Quran day on September 11th.
The church is drawing fire over its plan to burn another religion's holy book.
Ladies and gentlemen, Muslims all over the world will be completing their 30-day of fasting after a few days, and they will be celebrating a festival called the Festival of Eid. This festival will either be on the 10th or on the 11th of September, since the Eid is celebrated subject to the appearance of the moon. Ladies and gentlemen, while the Muslims will be celebrating this Eid by having barbecues and bonfires, there is a small church in Florida, in the United States. They will be having another bonfire. And unfortunately, that threatened bonfire is the burning of the Holy Quran. They are celebrating Burn the Quran Day on that day. It's most unfortunate. And members of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community in Canada join billions of Muslims all over the world in expressing our disgust and revulsion at burning the holy book of Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all in a global village. This world has become like a small global village, and we're all neighbors. We consider as sacrilege, and we look at it with revulsion, that any holy book is burnt, may it be the Holy Quran, or the Bible, or the Vedas, or the Granth, any holy book which is holy to millions of people should be given the proper respect that it deserves. Islam is against the caricature and cartoons of different sages of God. For example, the Prophet Abraham, Moses, Jesus, David, Jesus Christ, or the Prophet Muhammad. The Holy Quran teaches that a Muslim must believe in all prophets and all revealed books. There is mention of at least 24 prophets by name in the Holy Quran. The Prophet Jesus Christ is mentioned over 20 times. And the name of the Virgin Mary is mentioned with great respect and with great reverence. The fact is that one complete chapter of the Holy Quran is called the chapter Maryam, or the chapter of the Virgin Mary. No doubt the perpetrators of this action are doing it to sow seeds of hatred, and they are also helping in the creation of more fanatics and more terrorists. Let us hope that these people would refrain from undertaking such action, and good sense would prevail, and they would not plunge the world into further instability. But ladies and gentlemen, should in case this church carries on its threatened act, what should be the reaction of the Muslims? Are we going to burn the Bibles or the churches? Or are we going to take the law into our own hands? God forbid, this is totally un-Islamic. We will never do that. That is not our modus operandi, particularly the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. We will combat this action by spreading the Holy Quran in many, many more countries. And we hope that when this fire, which they intend to kindle, will also kindle a fire in the hearts of humanity to read this holy book, to read this holy book that speaks of peace, that speaks of tolerance, that speaks of brotherhood, that tries to bring people together. The world is divided. Civilization is doomed. It is the Holy Quran, it is the teaching of the Holy Quran that can bring us together and narrow down the gap that we have between religions. Our community, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, will go all out to see that we bring people together, we discuss the commonalities of religion, and show the world the true face of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The world is seeing a distorted picture of the Prophet. The real Prophet is a prophet, was a prophet of peace, was a prophet of benevolence. So in the name of humanity, in the name of humanity, I appeal to all the people of this world to raise their voice against this threatened action by this small church in Florida. May the Lord richly bless you and may the Lord richly reward you. Thank you very much for listening. Assalamu alaikum.